Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at road rules. And again, aiming these for parents so that you can teach these to your children. First yourself, then your children. Today we want to look at this word, integrity, wholeness, completeness. And it's not just a word, but it's a way of life. Proverbs 10:2 says this, "Treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death." Treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. Some of you may remember this name, Bernie Madoff. Remember him? Bernie Madoff. He confessed to his sons on December the 10th, 2008, that the asset management arm of his securities investment firm was a giant Ponzi scheme. And as he put it, quote unquote, it was one big lie. Think about that. His whole business was one big lie. That big lie cost his client $65 billion. And for a time, at least, the big lie provided a big lifestyle for Madoff. He and his wife had this $7 million yacht. They hung out at their $7 million Manhattan apartment. They had an $11 million residence in Palm Beach. And of course, they had $12.5 million worth of furniture, household goods, art, and jewelry. Bernie Madoff had all those things, but he was a man who lacked integrity. And he died in prison on April the 4th, 2021. His ill-gotten treasures were of no value. His wickedness did not profit. But Madoff lost much more than his freedom. He lost his integrity. A man can live without a lot of things, but not that. So, Father, protect us from the temptation of glittering treasures, things that shine. Keep us from temptations to shortcuts. Build us as men and women and young men and women of integrity. Thank you for imputing to us, giving to us the righteousness of Jesus that delivers the believer from certain and final death. And finally, full integrity, wholeness, completeness in heaven. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, a couple things before you sign off. One, if you are helped by these devos, please send them to a friend. We'd appreciate you doing that. And then secondly, we want to minister to you in a more effective way. So we have a little survey. We're just doing the survey for a couple weeks. And we have a survey that we'd ask you to complete. It'll take just a minute of your time, and it will help us tremendously to know how best to minister to you. So thanks for doing the survey, and always thank you for joining us on the journey.